the foundation idea in my presentation. Sankirtan Foundation. This is a situation as I'm speaking this, that I'm kind of took the initiative to this. The idea came just to me because I wanted to take my present studio equipment and so on and put it in such a foundation to dedicated to the use of the spreading of the Sankirtan mission. So, also because I don't want to own anything myself, mainly, but it started with that. And then others can come and take care of that equipment. So I kind of liked the idea more and more, and then someone came up with, I think it was Marapuri, the name of Sankirtan Foundation, or something like that. So, but I am not the, I don't want to be the lone founder of the foundation. And thus, this is an appeal, an invitation to you, yes, you who listen to this, if you consider yourself a Vaishnava, a Krishna, Bhakta, devotee of God, and if you can relate to this concept of Sankirtan and actually feel that you are, you know, burning for it, you are dedicated, you want to really serve it somehow or other. Maybe you're an old book distributor, you were helping others to get out there on the street, on the front line, fighting on the barricades, as we sometimes saw it. But even, this we spoke over and again, even those in the back lines supporting this common effort were as heroic they. Because it's not about heroism, about being a great devotee, but by serving Krishna with what one has got, surrendering and trusting Krishna and giving it all to Krishna. And I saw, I still know them and see them, those who stood doing that, washing the pots all day or serving in the restaurant, you know, that kind of services. So anyway, there are two conditions, you could say. I mean, there has to be some order here. And it makes sense, so conditions or two things I want you to be and have. One is that understanding of, and you know, when I say Sankirtan, then you go, yep, Sankirtan Ki Jai, still there in the heart. If that's you. And the next one, and that's, I think, more a formality, but also a little bit of a proof. And that's how foundations are founded generally, that the founder of founders put some, donate or invest, whatever you call it, some value, some resource into there to help that foundation start and get going. And we're not talking much, but just enough to prove that sincerity and make you also feel in yourself, is this really, do I believe in this so much that I would like to, you know, be ready to invest something else? What I did myself, Priyavrata Das, I write my own studio equipment over to the foundation, if you look there in the proposed constitutional document, constitution for it, or what do you call it? You will see how it looks. And some others, and some other resources put in there by others. And we just want you there also. For me, and I think we should all have that right. I make that condition that this equipment is still under my command, so to speak. I've got the first choice on it, and so can you, that same condition can you give. So if you have some equipment of some sort, and we can talk, in our case here it's about video cameras and audio recorders and all kinds of studio equipment, monitors, computers, musical instruments, and so on. Others may have done a lot of work for free, for something that is already for the benefit of what is now to become the foundation, and they just put the ownership of that, what they have produced or whatever. And in this way, at least, their contribution is officially recognized and registered as having that value that it actually has. So, but then this equipment that I put in there is then expected to mainly be used for production and so on, at the service of this foundation, for the purpose of it, which is then spread the Sankirtan mission through media and so on and so on. And to me, that feels good. No one comes and says, oh, you cannot have your computer anymore, because that's written into the Constitution. So that's one way. Another one is to actually just, you know, put some cash in there. That's, of course, the usual, as far as I understand, usually normal or way to create a foundation. Someone has a bunch of extra cash, rich person. So, but who wants to ensure that this money or those resources, whatever they are, valuables, are used for a certain good purpose? And this is what we're talking about here. And if we understand what a foundation is, then it gets clear how nice that is. This foundation, then, after we after the founding of it, it becomes its own individual. just stands there, and whatever value is being put into it by patrons, it belongs only to that foundation, and the ones working in that foundation are bound to, by body, mind, and intelligence and soul, to simply run that foundation according to the bylaws, the constitution or whatever you call it, that has been written there by the founders. That document is the law book. For the foundation. So yeah, could be money, and we need not that much, but a little bit now to get it going. And of course we can use as much as anything. If you give us a billion something, then we will make some real cool movies with a lot of resources. Production resources and expert people that we hire and so on. We have already, started to we put scripts and stories and into the foundation. So things are happening already, and some productions have been made, and you can see them if you go to sankirtan.se. So, what this is, the Sankirtan Foundation, is really just taking something that is there and has been there a long time, and securing it, making it into a solid, stable building, without the need of building anything. Very cost effective. But as long as there are people in that on that board, it will do something for that good purpose of spreading the Sankirtan mission. So yeah. Now, if you don't have any money or any equipment or resources like that, or maybe you have a house somewhere where you could dedicate a room for something. Or maybe you can do some work. Maybe you're good at something that is needed for starting up to begin with. Like right now we need an administrator person, a person having experience of bookkeeping and basic administration. Very small job, a few hours a year probably. But still someone there with the knowledge. So that's the first thing we need now. And someone, maybe that same person or someone else, experience as a manager. Maybe you're old and have been CEO of some company or experienced in a manager's position. Having actual, real, professional experience. We want good people in their role, their position, or a computer programmer, or a painter, or a musician, or because all of these different productions that this foundation is going to make, it's a very broad spectrum, so there are many different talents that can contribute here. And of course, if part of the idea, the foundation makes a good income on its productions, then of course those who work for the foundation which means being part of the production work whether handling invoices or directing movies they should all have a fair ersättning, what is that, for their job. Because what this foundation wants to do is to educate, especially young people, but young or old, and this kind, and different kinds of media production and jobs that are included in the work of the foundation, and then give them jobs. Allowing us to again, especially the youngsters, earn their honest and good income and live good lives while working with doing all the best in the world for the world. Now that's the dream and that's the purpose. So, and the more that purpose can be realized, the better. But even if just a little, that's good too. So, so whether you can take on an hour a month of service to the foundation or more or less. But it's a sincere commitment that we can count on. This is very valuable. You can see it from the föreningsliv in Sweden, non-profits, the clubs and little organizations, local, when a group of people with a shared interest work together, even pinching in just a little bit each, they can accomplish a lot.